shepherd.
But before we talk about our role, maybe we think about where Jesus sits. That's probably most important. Where does Jesus sit in the whole shepherd thing? The way the Bible describes it, the way John describes it in his account of the Gospels, is in John chapter 10, verse 11. I think we have that on the screen. He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." So whether there are those of us who are certainly gifted in the area of shepherding and in the area of caring, we must remember that Jesus is the good shepherd. He is the one that ultimately loves us like nobody else loves us. He's ultimately the one that cares for us like nobody else cares for us and leads us like nobody else can lead us. But he does want his people to be cared for, and that is the prime instinct of a person who has the gift of shepherding. So what is a shepherd? Now, the word shepherd is used in the Bible primarily because shepherds, that was an occupation at the time in which the Bible was written, and that was something that people did. So it would have been easily understood, the term shepherd, by people who were listening and reading God's word at the time. So the shepherd's role is to make sure, really, that the needs of the sheep are met. So the needs of the sheep that he is in charge of, that those needs are met. The shepherd will make sure that the sheep are fed, the sheep are watered, the sheep are rested, are safe, and they have direction, that they're told in which way to go in, maneuvered in whatever way to go in. And the same way, those are kind of the same concerns the shepherd has for the church. So they want to make sure that people in the church are cared for properly, that their concerns are taken care of, that they're in a safe place when they come to a gathering like this. A shepherd does not enjoy seeing sheep go hungry. A shepherd does not enjoy seeing sheep go thirsty, and doesn't like it when any of these things that the sheep need don't happen. The shepherd wants every sheep to have its place within the flock, so to speak. So some of the traits of the shepherd within the church context. So the shepherd will probably want to take a lot of responsibility to nurture the whole person in their walk with God. They'll want to provide guidance and insight and oversight to God's people. They'll also want to guide others as well to obedience to God. They'll want people to follow God's and God's instructions upon their life. They will also feel entrusted to lead, and they'll also feel they want to protect people that have been put in their care. Now, Bea is going to come up in a few minutes, and she will explain kind of what that looks like really practically in a community like this, or in fact, really in any church community, any community of God's people that gather together. A person with this gift, what are they normally like? What are sort of the traits that they kind of normally have? Well, not traits, but what are they like? Often, now you don't have to be all these things. I'm not claiming I'm all these things. These are just some sort of suggestions as to what these sort of people are like. They can often be caring. They can be nurturing. They can be naturally protective of people, naturally supportive of people, naturally encouraging of people. But a shepherd, of course, also has, on the other side, some weaknesses as well. One of the things, again, a lot of it comes back to the instinct of a shepherd sometimes because they're protective, they like things to be safe as well. So God will often, for instance, call people elsewhere out of a church community. And a shepherd's role is maybe not to try to not let that happen. Or a shepherd's instinct is to not let that happen, but a shepherd should try and let it happen. The reason for that is sometimes a shepherd can really, really like harmony, really like a community of people to be together, really enjoy the fact that everyone interacts well. And sometimes they don't want people to leave and do other things because they don't want to affect the community they're originally in. A shepherd can often as well be trusted by people of the church with information or with important things about other people's or other people's lives. And they'll often know a lot of things that maybe not a lot of other people do. And they also resist the temptation sometimes to share that information where it's not meant to be shared. Another weakness can be that, as I say, often shepherds can can lean towards being safe in the decisions they make for the church and in the decisions that they make in terms of, you know, letting people go and those sort of things. So they have to stop themselves from doing that. And also a shepherd may also not instinctively want to try new things or want to try and keep things great and keep things comfortable and keep things nice and you know what I mean. And for me, my experiences, I suppose, before I hand over to Dee, my experience of shepherding, a lot of them root back to when I was in youth group, when I went to the Green Baptist Church down the road, wrong way down the road, I don't want to say down the road, long way down the road. And I remember going to youth group, and that was one of the big ways in which I first came to know a lot about God and who was for me and stuff like that. So I then became a youth leader, and I remember that was one of the ways in which I really wanted to be able to care for other young people who were in the same position as me, say 3 or 4 years previously when I would have come to a church that I wouldn't really have known of. And I remember youth leaders like Simon and Cheryl and Andrew Smith, who was there before, who would have, Fraser as well, who would have made sure that I was cared for, made sure I was included. And that was something I then took on, and that was something I then wanted to do. I remember then as well, even following on from that, I remember being in Bible studies. And I remember we did a Sunday evening Bible study, led again by Andrew Smith and Cheryl. And that was one of the real highlights of my week, because that was one of the places as well where I felt most cared for, and I felt most linked to my friends, felt most linked to leaders, felt most of this, where I could share bits about my faith, all those sort of things. So all these things, kind of look back at it now and see that they were molding me into a sort of shepherd. I remember even following on from that as well, I remember there used to be as well, maybe 3 or 4 years after that, I took on the role of being, you know, in student group and kind of formulating Bible studies and enjoying the fact that, you know, you could bring people together and to encourage them in their faith and, you know, share bits of the Bible and see what ways in which these can encourage and challenge people. I remember that being something that I really enjoyed and really looked forward to trying to prepare and still do now when I get the time to do it. And I remember even as well, maybe another aspect of shepherding, I remember there was a management committee as well. And I remember, again, myself and Dee, not that we'd be stopping fights around that, I wasn't that sort of committee, but I remember being management committee, and we, as shepherds, would be the ones who would try and see both sides of a coin a lot of the time. You know, if there was one perspective and another perspective, and people were kind of talking it out, so I remember we were the ones that were maybe the ones that were trying more, not that others weren't, but we were trying more to see other perspectives. But those are just sort of the sort of attributes that I can see myself over the years that maybe that's kind of shown me to be sort of shepherding. But I'm going to hand over to Bea now, and she's going to maybe talk a bit more about how it practically looks like in this community as well.
A bit lower. So we're going to move on now and look at how someone with the gift of shepherding might be able to help build up the church. I'm going to look internally and externally, so start internally first, so that's how they build up the church kind of inside. The shepherds, some, they're focused on building a healthy community who know God's love. They encourage us, mostly by example, to be as committed to our fellow believers as we are to Christ. There's a verse in Hebrews 10 that says, don't give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. So shepherds want people to come together. So, you know, our Sunday or meet meeting is important to them. They encourage good relationships between people. Like Alex was saying, they want to keep unity, kind of keep harmony in amongst conflict. Shepherds, they nurture the whole person, so they don't just care about someone's spiritual walk, but they care about their family and their job and the things they're involved in during the week, their health. They help to make people feel like they belong, that they have an important role in God's people. Again, in the other part of Hebrews 10, it says, we're here to stir one another up towards good, towards love and good works. And I think shepherds help this to happen. In my own life, Cheryl was one of my youth leaders growing up, as she was for Alex as well. And Cheryl was great. I always remember her giving us lifts everywhere, here, there, back and forth from youth club, and back and forth on a Sunday night. I remember herself and her friend Susie as well coming over to my house and doing my hair and my makeup for my dads. You just knew they cared about kind of all the parts of your life, not just your spiritual life. One of our other leaders, Fraser, was great for the questions. I remember ringing him one afternoon, asking him some ridiculous question about boys and love. And like, I look back now, it's so cringy. But the fact that I felt comfortable to ask him was pretty good. When I went to college, I used to go to a Thursday. They had a free lunch on Tuesday. A free lunch on a Tuesday. I think they still do it in the chaplaincy. And I remember one of the Methodist chaplain came up to me and asked my name and we were chatting. And she said, "Oh, do you know, I've been praying for you for a good few months now." I was like, "Wow!" And I think I was just on some prayer list, and I didn't even know her. I hadn't met her before, but she's been praying for me. So that just always stuck with me. I think it's vital for us to be a part of and invest in a church family where we know we're loved and somewhere where we're free to mess up, free to be ourselves, free to speak honestly. I think only when we're secure in that we can really trust others with who we really are, then we can grow and we can also take care of difficult things when we've done something stupid. With Dorothy, I know that she accepts me and she wants me to enjoy life. So I can take it when we disagree, which isn't that often. And, you know, sometimes we see things differently. But sometimes shepherding does involve saying the tough things at times to people, speaking the truth in love. And I think we can be vulnerable and we can take hearing difficult things when we know that we're loved. So I have a slightly hard question for you next. Do you feel loved by people here? It'll depend on how well you know people, of course, how long you know people, how deeply, but do you personally just think yourself, do you feel loved by people here? If yes, that makes me very happy. If no, or you're not sure, then, well, first of all, I'm sorry, and I hope that does change very soon. And secondly, my challenge would be to get to know one or two other people in this community a bit better over the next few months. Take an interest in them, serve them, love them. I think making our church family here more loving, it kind of starts with us. Well, it starts with God loving us, but then us taking and hearing God's prompting to love others and putting it into action. I think it's funny, but it seems to be when we love others, when we're vulnerable with others, that we then seem to receive love back. I know perhaps this is gift of shepherding, but I do think in a lot of ways we're all a shepherd at some point or to some extent. Like, we're all shepherding someone. Someone's looking to you for guidance. Someone's looking to you for love, whether it's here or it's in your family or friends. And then you're probably following someone as well. You maybe just don't kind of always realize it. The shepherds, they also build the church externally as well, so kind of looking more missionally. It says in John 13, "Everyone will know that you're my disciples if you love one another." In our world today, I think community speaks a lot louder to people who are outside the church than really anything else. In Acts 2, the early Christians, they loved each other dearly, and their numbers were added to. They shared their possessions, they learned from one another, they helped those who were in need, they ate with each other frequently. People were watching them and saying, "Look at how much they love each other." It seemed like really radical stuff. Are you radical in how you show love to the people in your church community? People want to be around those that love them. They want to be a part of that kind of community. I think being secure in the love of our church family, it helps us go about our day-to-day lives as well. When we feel secure, we know we have a home, a church family to come back to, then I think we have the courage to withstand difficult situations and to be Christ's hands and feet in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. I don't think I'm naturally as much of a clear-cut shepherd as, say, Simon is an apostle. I definitely have some of the traits. I think maybe I'm like a non-huggy shepherd. But I know there's some things that, like, I get really excited about. Like, I absolutely love, like, hearing Adela talk earlier about the traits that she liked here. Like, that just floats my boat. I'm so happy to hear that kind of stuff. Like, I love people feeling included and belonging. That just really excites me. Back at the Ignite Weekend Away, we had a Q night on the Saturday night, and Mary, who maybe it's good she's not here today, she took part in the Q game, and actually we're just going to watch if it's going to work. It's really bad quality. That makes me happy because to hear the cheer there, it was brilliant. Not everyone even knew Mary that well, but the absolute support of her and like, come on, do it, you can do it. And then we just went mental in the room when she got it. It was a great thing. And maybe kind of the end of the story, you might know as much on Coffee Morning the following Tuesday. Then Simon came down to us at a coffee and presented Mary with this framed certificate saying Mary had beaten the cube with a photograph of her as well. And she was just tough, like, and everyone was just so supportive. That is just brilliant. But I know I'm also quite a task-focused person, so when I have a job to do, I'm quite, like, focused on it. So I do have my eye off people then in those instances. I do find Ignite hard because there's so much to do and there's so many people to talk to. So I do find it tough. So how about yourself? Could this be an area that you're gifted in? Here are some of the things that I was kind of thinking about maybe. I think if you're gifted in this area, maybe you're passionate about building a sense of community. So you love seeing people included. So as Della said earlier, like all types of people, whatever backgrounds, coming together, getting involved. You love seeing people thrive in their faith, that they're becoming more and more like Jesus. And care about the little details in people's lives. So caring about them as a whole person. Perhaps you love listening to get to know you, you love the testimonies, and you love being able to give encouragement to people. Well done on what you're doing, that's just brilliant. You're someone who trusts God to take care of your own needs, because as you're serving others, you have to trust that God will then meet your needs too. You're passionate about leading and protecting those people that God has entrusted to your care. And do you feel a sense of responsibility towards a group of people? Maybe that's at home. And maybe that's in work, but you feel that sense of responsibility. A famous example of a shepherd would be Mother Teresa, and obviously with Jesus as well. So have a look through that again and have a think. Is this something that excites you? Are these the kind of things that Alex said it's kind of instinct to you? This is what you think of first. So consider whether this is a gifting that you may have, and chat to someone about it. And let me just finish to pray, and then we're going to sing. God, we thank you so much for the people that you put in our lives that have cared for us. People that have pointed you to us. And Lord, people that you have given great love for us. God, we thank you that you give us the church community, that we're not alone, that we're amongst other people who also want to follow you, but also people who are broken and don't have it all together. And God, I pray for those people who feel like they may have this gift. God, help them to develop it and to use it. God, bless them as they help other people and care for them. Lord, for this community, build us to be a strong, healthy community that loves each other and loves you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.